Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, welcome to Redmen TV to Uncensored Match Build-Up. Liverpool face Southampton at St Mary's on Saturday. I am joined by Tom Dutton, John Machen and Jack Gill for this one. Paul and Chris are still on their way back from Istanbul. Tom, straight into it, massive test that after Chelsea to go away to Southampton.
Yeah, massive test. Not a big turnaround, is it? I mean, you can take a load of positives from just winning a trophy. I think you're coming into a Premier League must-win game, as they all are, but you're coming off the back of a hard-fought victory. It would have been different if you're doing all that running, you come away with nothing in the end, but we haven't. We've come back with a trophy, top of the pile once again, and I'm looking forward to seeing how we bounce back from that. It's been a long time since I've seen Liverpool play in a trophy, win a trophy, and then go into a domestic game. And I honestly think we'll go back. I've had fun on the plane back, but you've got to get straight back into the mentality of now you've got to do it again.
Yeah.
And I trust in this team to be able to do that.
John, it's really good to have that mentality of winning something when you come back, but it doesn't always compensate.
Just nub your legs.
Doesn't always compensate for that, does it?
They've basically only got recovery time, haven't they?
Yeah.
They won't be able to train or to really do much.
No.
You know, they're going to get off the plane basically and go to Southampton and play.
Yeah.
And it's a shame because the Prem is the key trophy for us, yeah, in my mind, probably in a lot of people's mind. Yeah. And to have that sort of derailed almost before we've even started because of having to go to Istanbul and play 2 hours and a penalty shootout and be up till 2 a.m.
Yeah.
You know, anyway, as you say, you've just got to get on and do it.
Yeah. And Jack, that intensity of the heat, you know, the commentators several times mentioned the state of the pitch. John just mentioned they're playing 40 till 2 o'clock in the morning. Like, I've never done that in my lifetime, and thinking about it, it's making me very, very tired. You know, it comes back to that. You know, Fabinho went down with cramp as well. We haven't really seen that before. Is it a concern for you of having that game? It's good winning the trophy and stuff, but like as John's just said, you're going straight back into the Premier League where, you know, it's high pressure, we need to win this game, and you've got to feel for the players a little bit, haven't you?
I mean, going to the St Mary's is always tough. We always seem to struggle there. It's one of the grounds that we always seem to find quite difficult playing at. I think with their last result against Burnley, where they were quite poor, they're looking to bounce back as well. So I think going into this game, they'll be boosted by the fact that we have played 120 minutes. But personally, I'm confident that our B side can beat Southampton at the weekend. I think we have enough good players in our squad as a whole that is capable of breaking down Southampton. It might be one of those games that we look at and go, you know what, let's grind out a narrow win here. Let's rest big players. We've got Arsenal the weekend after, of course. So I think it will be one of those games where we put out a weakened side and look to narrowly beat them.
Can you afford to put out a weakened side, Tom?
I haven't put a weakened side out.
No.
I've put out the best team that we can put out under the circumstances. I've given it, like, it's one of them. You've got to be cautious with some players. You don't want to overdo them. But look, we've got a week break after this game. So you go again. You're a professional footballer. I know you've got to take into account, look, your body sometimes just can't do that, but that's your job.
They are though dictated by the medics these days, aren't they?
Yeah.
They all have tests and they tell Klopp who's able, you know, who's in a condition to play.
That's true.
And that's going to be quite tricky, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's okay saying we've got a good, you know, second string, but we haven't got a great second string in key areas like Van Dijk if he can't play.
Mm.
You know, and even Lovren isn't around, is he? Where the,
no.
I don't know where the hell he is.
He's ill, yeah.
Is he ill?
Slash signing the contract with someone else.
Slash bad back.
So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, even if Van Dijk can't play for whatever reason, and he did pick up a knock at one point in that game, you know, who comes in for him? Do we play Matip and Gomez? Will that be good enough?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, who plays in place of Fabinho if his cramp has ruled him out?
Yeah.
Robertson, who plays at left back if he's knackered. You know, it's it's tricky. Yeah. It's going to be a really difficult game.
I've written lots of questions, lots of changes, question mark on the agenda, because I don't know whether you can, like you just said, you can afford to kind of do that going into the game. But, John, there were several people that didn't start that game that I think, you know, you can make a case also.
Shaqiri left back.
Yeah. Lonergan right back. Yeah. But, you know, Trent didn't start that game, Bobby didn't start game.
I mean, they'll play, obviously.
Yeah.
But, you know, still, they then went on and played extra time again in sapping heat and humidity. And, yeah, you've just got to get on with it. But if the medics say to Klopp, well, you know, Fabinho can't play. You know, his levels are not right. He'll be injured if he plays anymore. Van Dijk is injured. Robbo's injured. Milner's got a, you know, ice pack on his knee. Well, he can play, He can play with the ice pack on his knee because he's that kind of a guy, isn't he? But I don't know. I mean, it's going to be really tricky. I mean, he's got kids there. He could bring in Larucci and he could bring in Adam Lewis.
It's a big test for them if he brings them in.
Particularly if he brought in two of them at the same time.
Unleash Harvey Elliott.
But you see, I don't think the front three is a problem. Mo, Bobby and Mane will play without any problem.
Yeah.
It's other areas I'm worried about.
Jordan Anderson's
and Joe Gomez, he played three positions, played two hours, and he had a serious injury last year, and he's really only just coming back from that.
Yeah. Mm. It's going to be very, very interesting.
You mentioned the final word, Tom, you know, having after won that trophy and being, you know, European champions, as we keep mentioning, everyone wants to beat Liverpool, don't they? And Southampton will be the same as that. And again, with all that stuff that we just spoke about, going into every Premier League game now, people go, "I want to beat Liverpool." It's going to be tough, isn't it?
It is interesting because, in terms of mentality of us, in terms of the fans, me and you are going. So as an away fan, I was speaking about it on the final word, but I can't wait to be able to go to these grounds and go with a confidence, a swagger, and just be like, no, we are the best team. You want to beat us for a reason. And I think hopefully the players can take that in the best way possible. Not where they're being overconfident, but in terms of going, no, we're here for a reason. We're doing this for a reason. These players are putting out performance like this for a reason. And we need to snap to that level every single time. It's going to be tough. It's going to be a massive test of character. We've had so many tests throughout Klopp's tenure of, can we do it after being a goal down? Can we do it after the Champions League and in a week game? And can we do it after this? Can we do it? Can we keep a 1-0 win? Can we play smart? Can we play attacking football? Now the big test is, can you do it when every single team is going to go out there and try and win? Hopefully you get one goal and it shuts Southampton down.
I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how Southampton set about the game, because there's an argument to say if they just go at us like mad right from the start, and, you know, just because we're all going to be a bit knackered, that they can sort of sweep us aside. And the other argument would be, no, just relax, and by the time half time comes, they'll all be shot. Mm. And we can just walk all over them in the second half. Yeah. So it'd be really interesting to see how they take it.
Yeah.
Because if they do go at us from the start, I'm sure we could score goals.
Yeah,
you know,
you could say it's a good time to play Liverpool in that sense, Jack, couldn't you, for Southampton? And I'd add to that as well. You know, they played the first game in the Premier League and lost 3-0 to Burnley, which isn't great in anyone's standards, but they'll want to come back from that as well, aren't they?
Yeah, I think for them it's a massive game. I mean, Hasenhüttl's a very, very good coach, and he won't be happy with a 3-0 defeat to Burnley. I think a lot of people tip Southampton to go down, but with Hasenhüttl, he's not a manager that would want that. He's a very, very good coach, and I think he can work with the players they've got. On paper, they don't have the best squad in the world, but I think they've got a very, very good coach in Hasenhüttl. And I think looking at the game, I do personally think, as I said before, that our second string team is capable of beating this side. So if Klopp was to put out a weakened side, I don't think I'd be too disheartened by that whatsoever. And I think we'd have the firepower then of the big players on the bench to come off and still make an impact. I mean, we saw against Stoke a few seasons ago when we put out a weakened side, we were 1-0 down, and then Coutinho and Firmino come on, win us the game at the end. And I wouldn't be surprised if it was one of them sort of games.
Yeah, and Tom, some of the players that at Southampton have got are likely to threaten. One of those people that might want to prove a point is Danny Ings.
Yeah, I'm scared of him, to be honest. I know just how good of a player he is and how tenacious he is in terms of his press and stuff. I don't think he'll want to, like, have a go at us in a bad way, but I think he'll definitely want to go there and just be like,
it's probably the last player you want to play against after just having played in Istanbul for 2 hours.
It's weird though.
Danny Ings running at you.
I know. There's no bad blood though between us. So like, I think it. I mean, I won't cheer when he scores a goal, but I'll give him a clap
if
at the end of the game.
If he scores a goal, not when.
sorry, John, yeah. But it's one of them where I want him to play well, but then just not have the end product.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's hard, but he got 7 goals last season and 3 assists. The other one's James Redmond, who got 6 goals
Nathan
and
Redmond.
4 assists.
James Redmond will Sadio Mane.
James Redmond.
Nathan Redmond.
James Redmond. I know, I was. Oh, yeah. Okay. Nathan Redmond.
He's good, isn't he?
And James Ward-Prowse is good as well.
Yeah, they are, especially on set pieces as well. It's really dangerous. Yeah. Before we carry on, I'm going to plug the book. Me and Paul have written a book. It sold really well. We had 300 and they've sold out. We're doing a second run. So you want one of these, you can have one. It's also available on Kindle and iBooks as well. We'll put all the links in the description. And we're going to attempt to do preferred 11s of some sort because it's really difficult. Jack, I'm going to start with you.
I think people are going to hate me for this because I've gone very much changed. I've gone Adrian at the back, Trent back in at right back. I've gone with Matip and Van Dijk, centre-backs. I think Gomez played too much in too many positions. I think it's important to rest him. I've gone with Robertson, although I did think he had one of his worst games yesterday. Then I've gone with Lallana in the 6, Gini and Ox. So you can play the 4-2-3-1 in how I've gone here. And then Shaqiri, Firmino, Origi.
Ooh.
That's what I've gone with. Because I just think, you know, Mane came back. He's then played a lot of football. We've got Arsenal in a week's time. I think Salah's the same where they could just do with the rest. And I'd rather rest them now against Southampton when it's early on in the season. Teams like that are still looking to adapt. We'll probably still do well. And I'd rather rest them for, say, 60, 70 minutes now than lose them for 2-3 months.
You just explained the front three. That's not what I want you to explain. Lallana in the 6.
I mean, Lallana in the 6, I think, against Lyon was incredible.
Yeah.
And I think it's one of them that Klopp is very keen to try. He's very keen to show us that Lallana is actually a good player that we need in our squad. And I think it's one of them games where Southampton, as a number 10, do you have anyone that's going to threaten too much? You've got Van Dijk behind, obviously. The only thing I'd worry about is would you play Lallana in the 6 when you haven't got Alisson in goal and in a Premier League game, of course. I do think that is difficult, but I think, obviously, if it's not working, you have Gini there as well, who you can then put in the 6, and then you can move Lallana to midfield. And I think that team is very capable of doing different things. You can play the 4-3-3, you can play the 4-2-3-1. Obviously, you've got Shaqiri, Firmino, Origi, who are very diverse players themselves. Shaqiri can drop back into the 8, and Oxlade-Chamberlain can go out wide. It's a team that is very flexible, and Klopp can change quite a lot. I do not think at all that Klopp will go with this team, but it's something that would be very experimental, and I think that team is probably capable of beating Southampton.
John, did you go along with that, or are you going all out?
I put Gomez in simply because it's preferred 11, and I prefer Gomez.
Yeah.
So otherwise the same defence. I put Gini in the 6.
Yeah.
I put Hendo on because I can't really think of anyone else to put in there. Lallana as well in midfield. I think Ox could probably play, but I don't think he's going to contribute for more than about half an hour, really. So I don't know whether he'd be better off coming on later on. And I think the front three, the super front three, I guess that's my preferred three, and I'm sticking with it.
Tom?
I've gone Trent, Matip, Van Dijk, Robbo. Fabinho keeps in there, to be honest. I know he had cramp, but I think he just plays. I think Gini comes back in. And then it's a toss-up between Oxlade-Chamberlain and Adam Lallana. I think Henderson needs a break, to be honest with you, in my mind. But I think we need someone who's willing to break the lines and go further on. It's one of Oxlade-Chamberlain and Lallana, and then it's the same front three for the same reasons as John. I think you just got to go out there and smash them off the park. And I know we're tired, but you've just got to go out there and do the job. We're good enough. We've got a week break.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think you just go out there and do it.
It's very difficult to balance, isn't it, John? Because you know we did try to write down our starting 11s. I think we all scribbled out several times. But to get that balance right of having the quality in there and the confidence of those players, like Adam Lallana in the 6 is probably a valid argument. But like I don't take great confidence in that because every game it is must win. Not saying you're wrong, but you know, going to a hard game.
Of course, it's Southampton, of course. So yeah. our Southampton ex-players always get a bit of a rough time when they go to Southampton, don't they? So I'm not really sure I'd like him in the firing line there because if things go wrong...
He gets booed as well, doesn't he, when he goes there? Yeah. He's a bit bad blood.
I do think, though, for me, it's important to bear in mind that Arsenal game in a week's time. And sometimes when you play three games in a week, three difficult games where it's the first game of the season against Norwich, and yeah, maybe the second half we were able to take our foot off the gas a bit, but still we played some good football in that second half. We played 120 minutes against Chelsea. I just think it's one of them where we play against Southampton. If we put out our strongest side, say Southampton push our strongest side and we have to play strong football for 90 minutes to get that win with our best 11 out, I think that week's break can be very harmful and we can go into that Arsenal game struggling. I think Arsenal have been boosted by probably one of their best transfer windows of recent years, the last decade for sure, probably. And I just think it's one of them where we need to have that in mind. And I think with the likes of Mane, Salah on the bench, we can look at it as Southampton, most likely, touch wood, aren't going to be 2-3-0 up at half-time or anything. So if it's not going well in the first half, we then turn to the bench where we're going to have a strong bench and go, now do the job.
I mean, the trouble we've got is that you need to be perfect to win the Premiership. And therefore, we can't afford any slip-ups in this game. And I think this is probably our toughest game. You know, probably even tougher than the Arsenal game. It's, you know, because of the circumstances. To actually win this game is going to be harder, I think, than beating Arsenal next week and the rest of the games this month.
Yeah, it's mad that we're talking about tiredness and, you know, short space of time between turnaround games. When we're three games into the season, seems bizarre. Just wanted to quickly throw it out there. Is anyone going to make a case for Shaqiri? Because as we were talking, then I thought... I'm with John because or anyone else, because I'd play the front three. But then if you're Shaqiri and you're watching your teammates play 2 hours or whatever it was and be tired, if he doesn't come on for this game, when does he come on?
He's not as good as Salah though, Ross.
I play him. I think this
is that, in terms of freshness and running at people, I think you get that, wouldn't you?
I think this is the perfect game for Shaqiri. I think we saw last season in the 3-0 win at Anfield. I think he bossed that first half and he's one of them players where, yeah, he's not as good as Salah, but in games like this, he can step up and he can score a goal or two or produce a piece of magic from nowhere. Like that free kick he scored at Anfield last season, there's another one where 30 yards out, he hits the bar and I think it was Salah who had a tap. And I think Shaqiri is a brilliant player. And I think it was Maddock who wrote an article a few weeks ago saying that Shaqiri is one of the reasons we didn't sign anyone this summer, because Klopp does see him as that versatile player that is now embedded into the squad. And I think Jurgen Shaqiri is an excellent player and an excellent squad player for us. And I think he is a great player.
But and I think if you decide that Mo needs a rest, then play Shaqiri. The trouble is I'm not so sure that Mo does need a rest. I think the players that need rest are the midfield players and the defenders. And Shaqiri isn't a help to you in that situation, is it? Nor is Lallana particularly, or Ox.
Don't forget that the front three played more minutes this season than anyone else. They had long summers and I think it will catch up with them at some point. I think they need to be very well managed throughout the season. I think, personally, this is one of the games where I'd look at it and go, you know what, I'd rest them now because they've just played a lot of minutes in the Super Cup on a Wednesday night in hot weather. And actually, do we want an Alisson situation where they're picking up a freak injury and being out for 4 weeks? No, we can't afford
it. It's hard,
that.
Though, because if you bring Shaqiri in and change the system, he doesn't play that system like Mo Salah does. He whenever he plays, he seems to drop deep. Maybe that'll change. Maybe we've got him in the classroom and gone, no, we want you to play like this. We need you to play like this. But it always seems like he drops a bit deep and he's the player who plays the ball over the top. So you need... If you're playing Shaqiri, I think you've got to play Bobby and Mane. You've got to. Just purely for the runners and that the way that we move and how fluid we are there. The ball over the top, the diagonal that Shaqiri can play to Mane is so dangerous. With Bobby's running and the midfield runners, then fair enough, if Shaqiri comes in, that could work. I just think Salah's so good as well at being that outlet ball for the right back and the outlet ball for Virgil van Dijk in the centre-back and spraying them passes. And it gives us such an extra dimension that I think if Shaqiri's dropping deep, I don't know if we have that outlet. And that's just one worry for me. But he is good. If he plays, I'll be happy with it.
I can see Klopp go in with two of our front three, but I do think he will rest one of the front three. I really do. I think Bobby is almost certain to start because he was rested obviously in Turkey, but I think one of them does get rest.
You can also make a case for Origi in that sense as well. And one moment we don't know the case of is Naby Keita. Would be dead helpful if he was fit. But again, can you risk him? And there's the frustration there. You know, same before, John, I'm having those midfielders that are knackered. And the one of the problems we have in that midfield three is who you're playing. You're almost shoehorning players.
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at that game against Chelsea, our midfield was overrun in the first half. You know, Keita would have been a real asset in that game. Yeah. So the sooner we get him fit, the better. But, you know, he's injured so much, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. I feel sorry
for him. He's not kicking people since he arrived at Liverpool. He used to do that a lot. You know, he used to get sent off a lot and doesn't do that at all. Now, maybe he should.
Maybe he just
hurt people. Maybe he needs to play his normal game instead.
He's hurting himself now, John. Yeah, that's the problem,
yeah.
Yes, it's really difficult. Let us know your preferred 11s in the comments below and how many times you changed it, because we had a bit of a nightmare. But as always, we like to cover the other views of other teams, don't we? Chris caught up with Freddie from The Ugly Inside. Here's a little clip.
But we got this chap called Kevin Danso, and we were Danso in the streets when he was announced. Big, tall, strapping centre-half, 20 years old, from Augsburg, Austrian international. Hopefully he is the answer to our problems, because that's really what we've been lacking, is a bit of leadership at the back.
You used to have a really good centre-half, didn't you?
Some bloke, Dutch bloke, can't remember his name.
Virgil, maybe. Virgil van Dijk.
Virgin Media. We're responsible for Virgin Media.
Have you literally been crying out for someone since we bought him off, yeah?
Absolutely, yeah, 100%. If you look at the current crop, we've got Jan Bednarek's probably the best of them at the moment, but you've got to look at Jack Stevens, error-prone. You know, Sheila's got a few errors in him. Vestergaard, tallest man in Premier League, can't header a ball at the weekend. It was like a comedy of errors, honestly, watching the same old Saints, really, at the weekend. And then you've got Wesley Hoot, who seems to be surplus to requirements.
So there you go, lots to look forward to against Southampton. If you want more info on Southampton side, go and watch that full video, be out on the website. Tom, we're going down to the game. We're looking forward to it, as you mentioned before. Nice little trip to Southampton.
Well, I just want to see what the away's like. I've seen what the home's like now, and the reception that the team got, because they deserve it. And the away's have always been fantastic for me. I love going to watch Liverpool away, because that the travelling fans just never stop singing. It's what I love about Liverpool and its fan base, is the away fans are spectacular. That's why going to Europe and going to these far-flung reaches of the world is fantastic, because we get to show people our culture and in terms of that match day experience. I cannot wait. We are going to bring it to Southampton as a team, but also as a fan base. And I'm really, really looking forward to this game.
If you want to join us on that trip, stay tuned to the social and Redman TV on Saturday. We'll keep you updated of what we're doing and what stop we're at on the motorway and what burger we're having for breakfast, probably.
Yeah, yeah, what Mackey's meal.
Rival fixtures, John, there's some big games this weekend.
City-Tottenham's the big one, isn't
it? So Arsenal-Burnley after on Saturday, City-Spurs, 5:30 on Saturday. We're going to miss that because we're going to be travelling back.
Get on the radio.
We'll bang it on the car. But again, so early on the season, John, that's massive, isn't
that's
it?
That's a sort of grudge game as well, that, isn't it?
Chelsea-Leicester's not an easy game either, because Leicester look really good under Brendan Rodgers. They play attacking football. Chelsea, again, might be the same position as Southampton of being knackered from a midweek game. So, you know, if people around us can drop points, it puts even more pressure on us being Southampton.
I mean, obviously Chelsea have that transfer embargo, so they haven't brought in loads of players.
No. They did get 7,000 people back off loan, though.
Yeah, true.
And the final one, Monday night, is another big game, Jack. Wolves versus United. And I fancy Wolves for that.
You know what? Wolves were so good against top six sides last season. I wouldn't be surprised if they did it again. And it would be bloody good after all the shit United fans have been given this week after beating Chelsea 4-0. It'd be good to just knock them down again, because, you know, they've won one game and you'd think they've won trophies again, because the amount of people are going on about that 4-0 victory. I've not heard the end of it all week.
They're all tough games,
Harry Maguire's the best thing since sliced bread, apparently.
Yeah. Well, they're like Burnley against Arsenal are going to do what they did against us and just bully us. just literally try and hurt us. It's going to be tough for Arsenal. City versus Spurs is going to be a massive game, and either team could win that. I think Spurs.
My only worry about Wolves is that they're in Europe, aren't they? And a bit like Burnley last year, it can't take it out.
And they were Wolves Leicester last week was not a great game of football. But I mean, I'm really interested in how Wolves do this season. I think they're gonna start challenging for like seventh, to be honest. Maybe breaking into the top six, but it'd be really interesting. Same with Leicester. So these are big games for not just Chelsea and United, but Wolves and Leicester in terms of putting a marker down and going, no, we are good enough to break into there. Because they're the games you need to win if you're both of them teams. Mm-hmm. You want to break into top six. You think you're good enough. You're putting in so much money and you're getting all these great players and your manager and what have you. You've got to beat these teams.
You've got to look at it as at least one of our top six rivals are going to lose points this week, and it's very important to look at it as, you know, United and Chelsea probably two of the teams that you look will are most likely to drop out of that top six. They're playing against two sides looking to push into the top six. You've got Man City playing Tottenham, possibly two of our title rivals, not just top four, top six rivals, title rivals. If that's a draw, that's perfect for us, really. Both sides dropping points. Arsenal playing Burnley. It's one of the teams they always do bad against, one of their bogey teams. So I think it could be a good week for Liverpool. I think we could end this week top of the league. Oh. I know it's two games in, but
we'll take
Liverpool
it.
Top of the league. There you go.
And the European Trophy top of the league. It'll be a nice little week. Score predictions, Jack.
2-1.
John?
2-0.
2-1, yeah. Danny Ings gets a goal. I just don't see our defence holding up.
Me neither.
And we have the best defence, but I just don't see it happening yet. It takes a while.
I'll go 3-1. Probably Elliott's going to come and score. Substitution will come and score. Let us know your score predictions in the comments below, along with your preferred 11s, and again, how many times that you changed it. As mentioned, me and Tom will be down there to join us for that. There's loads of content out on the website. We've done the final word earlier today. Man of the Match podcast will be out there today. Lots more build-up for the Southampton game, loads of written content, opposition review, all that stuff. So join that, go and watch that, and we'll see you very soon. Thank you very much.